Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We are 5 days into the new year. So just out of curiosity, maybe a show of hands, did anyone actually make a New Year's resolution? One? One? Two? Man, all right. Well, that's okay. Well, did you keep them so far? How you doing? Okay, how about this? How many of you have made a New Year's resolution in the past? Set yourself to do something better. Okay, that's much better. Now, how about this, right? How many of you are pretending like you didn't make a New Year's resolution, even though you did, because you already messed it up? We see how this works, right? New Year's resolutions are hard. And even if you didn't make a definitive resolution for yourself this year, the truth is that we're all seeking to be better people. Or at least we should be seeking to be better people a little bit every day as we go along. Christians especially, we're always supposed to be on this road to living a more holy life, to recognizing our sinful nature and attempting to drown it in our baptism. It's supposed to happen every day, every hour, every minute. But sadly, though, much like New Year's resolutions, we're not real good. Sadly, though, we fail. We're really bad at denying ourselves, especially when it comes to sin. And so what do? Well, we just kind of give in. Like keeping our resolutions. Well, you know, it's just something I decided to do on my own, so it's not like I'm really accountable to this resolution, so I'll just give it up. It's not a big deal, right? And then where do we find ourselves? Maybe on the 5th of January or the 6th of January or the 31st of January, or, you know, I don't know anybody who has ever kept one into February. But when we fail in any way, it leaves us discouraged. Because for the umpteenth time, we've failed to do what we set our mind to do. And so what are the changes that you are seeking this year? What are the changes that you think you can make that would give you the most contentment, the most peace, the most relief? Because we all got something. In our gospel text for this morning, we hear about the boy Jesus in the temple. We see his desire for God's word. We see that he understands the value of being in the temple. But as he's doing this perfect savior thing, even at age 12, we really don't relate to Jesus all that well. In fact, we actually relate more to Mary and Joseph. Because where do we find Mary and Joseph as Jesus is in the temple for 3 whole days, but they're searching frantically, right? As Mary says, they were in great distress, and anybody would be. Right? They made a big mistake. They left Jesus behind. They traveled a whole day's journey without him. And so they want to fix it. And they think, well, I need to do something better. I need to try to figure this out. And so they're trying to be good parents. And they're concerned about what might happen next. But ultimately, they're searching. What they're trying to look for is peace. They're looking for peace in the midst of this hard situation. They're looking for relief. But after 3 days of searching, we realize something about Mary and Joseph. They're searching for peace in all the wrong places. It takes them 3 days to figure out where they can actually find peace. Now, like Mary and Joseph, most people in our life, and in life, they have a hard time finding contentment. They have a hard time finding peace. They have a hard time finding relief. And the reason is the same. They look in all the wrong places first. Maybe they look to New Year's resolutions. Well, if I can just fix this one thing about myself and finally become the new me in the new year, well, then everything will all be better and I'll finally have the peace I'm looking for. But my friends, the truth is that even if you succeed in your resolution up until the beginning of 2021, there's always going to be something lacking. There's always going to be another desire of your heart. There would still be something that you would be searching for. So what happens when our own sort of hard work and our own ambition and our own things can't bring us the peace that we want? Well, honestly, it leads us into this despair. Well, if I can't do it on my own, well, why even try? And so then all of a sudden we start to find our peace or our relief or our contentment in our vices, in our sins. We'll look to alcohol or sex or possessions or money or relationships. We'll look everywhere else. We think, well, if we give in to our sinful desires, well, then maybe I'll feel better. But that never works either. The problem isn't that we desire peace. It's not that we desire relief. It's not that we desire contentment. Everybody wants those things. The problem is that we need to stop looking in the wrong places. If there's anything we can learn from this text today, is that it's not about my will that needs to be done or my resolution that I need to keep. It's about God's will that needs to be done. And it's about keeping God's resolution that He makes for you. So many people seek peace in the wrong places. They don't realize that the only thing, the only one who can give it to them is God Himself. And more specifically, the person of God in Jesus Christ. We all know this. I mean, we just heard all of the various names of Jesus that have come forth through Christmas time. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He brings peace on earth and goodwill toward men. And the words of 12-year-old Jesus, even 12-year-old Jesus, are words for you. Why were you looking for me? Why do you have to go around searching for peace all of your days? Don't you know that I must be in my Father's house? Is God's house the first place we look for peace? Or is it the place we go after we have exhausted every other option? Because this is the place where Jesus has promised His presence would be. This is the place where God has promised that He would deliver peace to your heart. We know the problem. It's that sadly, deep down, we don't want Jesus to give us peace. We want to take it for ourselves. We want it on our own terms. We want it by our own hands and in our own way. And it means we need to repent. Repent of thinking that we can find peace and contentment and relief and all of our heart's desires anywhere except in the Prince of Peace Himself. It's the only way that we're going to have peace in this life. It's the only way that we're going to have peace into eternity. Because it comes from God, and it comes in this place. And friends, I know we can't see Him, Jesus, but He's here today. Jesus is in His church, and He's about His Father's business, about that resolution that God makes on your behalf. And it's because God's resolution is to forgive your sins, is to make you God's people, which you are, and to keep you as God's people, keep you in the true faith. And it's true. This is what He does. And in fact, your sins are forgiven. God is keeping His resolution to you this year because His Son has been crucified. And because that forgiveness is a reality for you every day of your life. It's because Jesus dwells in His crucified and risen state in God's house even now. We heard words from Jesus. We heard Him teach us. It just happened as we read through all three of our Bible texts, the three that we get every single week. It is Jesus coming to teach you through the Word. We just got Jesus' words in the absolution. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you your sins. My friends, we're hearing it right now in this sermon. Jesus is also found in other places in our church. Maybe not today, but on those opportunities that we have to receive the Lord's Supper. Jesus comes to be physically present with you, to deliver forgiveness and to strengthen your faith for the journey ahead, to reassure you that He is with you, that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Which is also the words that Jesus gave us after He instituted baptism. We have the presence of Christ because we have been washed in those waters, because He has come to us as He put His name on our heads. He gives us peace. He gives us assurance. He gives us forgiveness. And all of this is wrapped up in what He has accomplished for us on the cross. His blood shed, His death given, His tomb empty. It's the only way into eternal life. It's the only way we can escape from discontentment. It's the only way that our desires and our heart will be purified. And it's the only way of eternal peace. God's resolution this year is to call, gather, enlighten, and sanctify His holy Christian church and keep it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. It's to forgive your sins over and over and over again. It's to lift you up when you fail and love you in spite of your sin. It's to be there for you to offer you His goodness at every single turn, even when you can't see it. His resolution is to keep His people in 2020 and into all eternity. And since that's God's resolution for you, let's seek His peace. Let's find it exactly where it is promised to be. Set yourself this year to be in the Lord's house so you might hear the absolution. Resolve this year to remember your baptism every single day. Resolve to make frequent use of the Lord's Supper. Resolve to set aside time to be in God's Word every day, but especially on Sunday. Resolve to attend Bible study, to lift up your petitions in prayer, because those are the places we're going to find our Savior. And those are the places that God's peace will be for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.